We're going to stay in Cork. You may remember a few months ago we reported on a major fish kill on the River Allo, which is a tributary of the River Blackwater. Well, earlier this week, very sadly, reports emerged of a huge fish kill on the River Blackwater itself. It was initially believed to affect an 8-kilometre stretch between Mallow and Roskeen Bridge. However, the scale of the incident has grown massively, and locals now say that at least 30 kilometres of river have been affected, with thousands of fish killed. Well, the alarm was first raised by a local man who went walking with his dogs, and he spotted dead fish, and he contacted his nearest angling club, and the club in turn alerted the authorities. There is an official investigation underway to find out what has happened and why these fish have all died. But here's Conor Arnold. He's a well-known angling guide on the Blackwater, describing for us what he saw.
So on Thursday evening, between Lumbardstown, Mallow and Killavullen angling clubs, we recovered over 3,500 dead fish from the river. It started off with small fish, juvenile salmon, trout. Now there's adult trout, up to 2, 3, 4 pounds. There's adult salmon, there's eels, there's dace, there's roach, there's stickleback. It's across the whole spectrum. It's soul destroying for all the angling clubs involved to see an ecological disaster of this scale. The latest now at the moment is we've been advised to stay out of the river, not to go in to recover any more fish until we have test results back to try and conclude what is causing this. But at the moment, we do not know.
Conor Arnold there. Well, joining me is Ken Whelan, a professor in the School of Biology and Environmental Science in UCD. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Ella.
Ken, you are not someone to mince your words, but you're also not someone to exaggerate. And you have decided to use a particular word to describe what has happened here. And that word is catastrophic.
Yeah, as you say, Ella, I'd be very loath to use that word normally. But seeing the images that all of us have now seen and listening to the reports from Conor and lots of my other friends down on the Blackwater, I'm just really, really amazed and horrified at what we're looking at. Just to give your listeners an idea, normally if you have a pollution, as you say, it'll be in a river like the Allo. I remember years ago, another tributary, the Blackwater, called the Funchen, had a bad fish kill. But to have a fish kill of this scale in the main stem of one of Ireland's major rivers for what is now, as you say, thought to be 20, 30 kilometres, and all fish species to be affected, including minor fish species like little sticklebacks, as well as everything right up to salmon. It's unprecedented to a large extent in terms of the scale and the actual extent of the problem.
It's obviously vital for the authorities to get to the heart of what exactly happened and what caused this. This will take a bit of time. But do you have a sense, Ken, of what might have been the cause?
I think it's probably too early even to speculate about that. But just to reassure the listeners that the teams that are out there from IFI and my former colleagues in the Marine Institute are some of the best fish pathologists in Europe. So we have a very good team that's actually working on this. I think indirectly, if I could answer your question by just referring you back to a very major problem that occurred last year in the Ballysadare River along the west coast. And that was shown to be an infection where the fish were infected by a fungus that we call Saprolegnia. But the underlying cause was actually water quality. So it emphasizes the fact that these things can be very complex. What you see as an obvious effect may not actually be the cause. But what it very clearly shows is that our rivers are under extraordinary pressure at the moment. And I think for quite a number of years now, we've known that, both in terms of water quality, but also in terms of the effects of climate change. So we're seeing warmer water. When we have a drought, we have low water conditions, even if we don't reach a drought condition. That also can put additional pressure on the river. And as a result of this, we're seeing a very major increase in terms of the amount of plants that we're seeing both in the rivers and in the locks. So in reality, the actual river channels and the lake channels, the lake beds, are under pressure. And certainly we have to be redoubling our efforts to try and make sure that we alleviate some of that pressure from those systems, because everything indicates that these particular problems, at least at peak times of drought or peak times of flood or peak times of high temperatures, they're going to continue into the future. And we have to think how we're going to manage this particular issue and how we're going to then deal with potential issues such as we've seen now on the Blackwater.
And I know hearing Conor Arnold there, I mean, it's soul destroying as he describes it. And local eyewitnesses said that the some of the fish were in terrible condition. They turned white. Some of them had eyes that had exploded in their head. I mean, this is very visceral, very upsetting to think about the extent of the devastation there. I suppose looking over the longer term, Ken, is it the case that we can still remain hopeful that this part of the river can be cleaned up, that these fish, these salmon, these trout, this freshwater pearl mussel there as well, that they can come back and we can make things better? Or are we looking at a sanitised river now?
Again, we have to await the conclusions of the study. But I certainly would be hopeful, because rivers have this incredible ability to be able to restore themselves. Having said that, this is not something that's going to happen overnight. You're looking at a situation where this is going to take literally years to restore. And in reality, we may be at a point where not alone the fish are affected, but the actual overall life in the river itself, in terms of the invertebrates and the food organisms that the fish feed on, they may also be affected. So how the river recovers and the speed at which it recovers, that really is unknown at this stage. But it's a very, very clear lesson to us that in the context of the really endless discussions that we've had about water quality recently, just the sort of issues that may very well arise and may hit us very quickly if we don't take this seriously. And I think there's quite a number of things that we can actually do. We don't have to sit back and worry about this. I think we can really seriously begin to tackle the whole question of restoring rivers. In the past, and people have heard me talk about this, I know, on other radio shows, we were certainly, some of the drainage schemes that we put in place were far, far, far too extensive. And we have a situation where a lot of our major channels now are not natural. The sinuosity has been lost. The channels themselves have been given an artificial gradient. The water runs off very quickly. So certainly river restoration is a major issue. Mm. Also, we need to be serious about reducing the amount of nutrients and indeed the amount of silt, because I've noticed over recent years an increasing problem with silt, possibly connected with our very large flood events. So reducing nutrients, reducing silt. And finally, we really need to think about shade, because with the increasing water temperatures and we've bare banks that are left behind as a result of drainage or other developments on a riverbank, we really need to be thinking about restoring the shade, the natural shade that's there that will help us to actually manage and reduce those water temperatures.
Cool, clean water is what the fish need. Well, Ken, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Obviously, the incentive long-term is restoration. The immediate concern is to find out what caused this and then to try and get that river back on track. But thank you very much, Ken Whelan, this morning.